The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we will listen to the speech of Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Tonight's talk is called The Mark of the Mu'min. The Mark of the Mu'min. So brothers and sisters, as you know, what we're doing is going over a book to reteach ourselves Quranic aqaid, our belief system as taught by Quran, right? So Quran or Islam, unfiltered, raw. What happens is, it's been over 1,000 years of misinformation and propaganda that we're pushing back against. Many Islamic concepts don't seem real to us. Although we love the Quran, we believe in the Quran, we believe in Ahlul Bayt, but real Islam as is, many times for us it'll seem it's a little too extreme. Brothers and sisters, if you can join me with looking at your Qurans at Surah number 8, the verse says this, Fattaqullah. So have taqwa of God. Be wary of Allah. Right? Back to our verse. Fattaqullah wa aslihu dhata baynikum. And reform matters amongst yourselves. Another instruction from God. One of them, we talked about taqwa before, what taqwa actually means. But the other idea is amongst yourselves, not bickering, picking fights, not being forgiving. Aslihu dhata baynikum. So, what does this mean? Brothers and sisters, one of the things that we're not supposed to do is to lose focus on the true enemies of Islam and start turning all of our hatred and our anger to our fellow believers. There are some people who are like this. They'll make a mountain out of a molehill. They can't forgive a mistake. They're ready to go to war. But at the same time, you'll find that this person who is so angry and so worked up and so warlike, and I don't back down from anything and I tell it how it is, you'd be surprised. Sometimes these individuals have nothing to say when it comes to the Yazid of the time. And again, brothers and sisters, when we're going over these ayat of the Quran, the idea is introspection. Not finger pointing, not now I leave this session, now I go over and say, myself, better myself. What is Islam? Islam, brothers and sisters, anybody who says shahadatain is a Muslim. Anybody who says shahadatain, Muslim. This person is a Muslim, for sure. Does that mean we have iman? We're mu'mineen, according to Quran. Or is there a difference between Islam, saying the shahadatain, and iman, that lofty position with God? So, brothers and sisters, if you can turn to a verse of the Quran. This surah is surah number 49. So let's see if the sisters get it before the brothers. Surah 49 and verse number 14. Anybody who has it, let me know. Brothers, okay. Brothers won this time, inshallah. All right, so let's see if you can read along with me. Surah 49, let's read what God says in the Quran. Qalatil A'rab. So the Arabs, the Bedouins, used to say this. Amanna. We believe. Amanna. What did God say for the Prophet to say in response to those who made declarations and said that we are mu'mineen? Amanna. God said this. Qul. Lam tu'minu. You don't believe. It's possible for somebody to say the shahadatain and not be considered a mu'min according to Quran, because God in the Surah Anfal is going to define a mu'min according to Quran. He says, so instead of saying that you are mu'mineen, say this. Walakin qulu, say this, aslamna. We're Muslims. We've submitted. Walamma yadkhul al-iman fi qulubikum. But faith, iman, has not yet entered into your hearts. So there is a possibility of someone being a Muslim, but still that lofty rank of iman. Brothers and sisters, when I share these verses with you, you'll see what it is God grants the mu'mineen. That's just not any sort of person. Iman is going to be something that demands something from us. The actions of a mu'min will be different than the actions of a non-mu'min according to Quran. So, we're going to look now at the verses of the Quran. So the verses of the Quran, this is now, if you can follow along with me, so you still have Ali Imran, let's continue with our verses of the Quran. Now we're finding out who a mu'min is according to Quran. By the way, someone who's a mu'min, let me just, the end of the verse, so we'll speed forward. Surah 8, again, Surah Anfal, verse number 4. What are these mu'mineen like? What does God give them? Why is this so special? So let's speed forward a second and we'll go back to the definition of iman. Brothers and sisters, do you see? Same Surah 8, verse number 4. 4. Yes? All right. Over there, you should see this. Ula'ika, the people who have these five traits. We're talking about must have traits for iman. The people who have these five traits, ula'ika, those people, humul mu'minuna haqqa. They are the real mu'mineen according to Quran. What do they get? Lahum darajatun inda rabbihim. These individuals have darajat. They have ranks inda rabbihim at their Lord. Wa maghfira. That divine maghfira and forgiveness that we talked about. These are the people who get it. Wa rizqun kareem. And that noble provision. They have paradise in this world and the next. So that's those mu'mineen. Now, back to our verse. Our verse, brothers and sisters, we're now defining what iman is according to Quran. God says this, وَعَطِيُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ and obey Allah and His Messenger in كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. The first sign of faith, according to the Quran, and obey Allah and His Messenger in كُنْتُم, if you are مُؤْمِنِينَ, in كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. So brothers and sisters, it's a very clear definition. God wants to see obedience. It doesn't matter what the responsibility is. That's not mentioned over here. What does God want? Obedience. Whoever is a mu'min obeys God. Right? Verse. وَعَطِيُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Obey Allah and His Messenger. إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. So brothers and sisters, as you see, this definition is very straightforward. It's not complicated. It's common sense. Imam Sadiq taught us about common sense before. Al-aqlu ma'ubida bihi ar-Rahman. Aql is that through which the Rahman, God, is worshipped. Waqtusiba bihi al-jinan. It leads us to paradise. Right? So it's very straightforward.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir. Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen Ghafur Shakurun Wadud Qayyim
وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.